All right, peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So in this video, we're going to be talking about album covers. All right, we're going to be breaking down a lot of these artists' album covers and the occultic meanings behind them. All right, what's actually used in the music business to get people to go out to buy these albums. All right, now, this one album we're going to talk about in particular is going to be Michael Jackson's Dangerous album. All right, now this album was released in 1991. All right when Michael Jackson had made his transition into the business. All right, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that took place on this album cover. All right, now the first thing I want to point out is the circus theme. Okay, now for those that did not know, okay, the circus is actually a ritual for children. Okay, now when you see animals walking around in circles, that still symbolizes the Freemasonic chapters, all right? Because a lot of people that go through the occult and they practice in Freemasonic belief systems, they do the same thing, all right? With animals walking around and stuff like that, all right? From animals to magic and clowns, who is also known to be the trickster. All right, when you see clowns and things of that nature, that's basically representing the court jester spirit, all right, or the archetype. All right, now we're going to pan over here to Michael playing the role of their god. All right, reason why I say their god is because it's a totally different meaning when I break down this album cover here. Now, their god, all right, is basically a representation of the all-seeing eye. All right, if you put both of the all-seeing eyes together, all right, it makes a face, which is why you see this here. Now, if you don't believe me, you just got to ask yourself this question: why else, all right, would they put the earth beneath Michael Jackson? Right, you see this here, the earth is beneath him going through this portal here. All right, but that's because they representing the all-seeing eye. All right, now at the right bottom, okay, you're gonna see an all-seeing eye above, okay, the pillar. All right, now on the other side, all right, you see the skull and bones. All right, now I want you guys to focus on the light here that's at the bottom of this entrance, okay, or this exit. Now I'm gonna pan down a little bit. All right, and you're going to see the narrow cross, all right, which is basically the satanic cross with the arms broken. All right, so this represents the peace sign. All right, we talked about the peace sign already and the letter V and its connections to that. All right, but this actually represents Satanism. All right, so now at the bottom left of the corner where these animals are going through, you see the skull and bones entering as animals, right? But out the other side, they're coming out as reborn. This is a clear indication of Freemasonic belief, all right? Now, I want to point to this part right here, which is actually the bird on the throne giving life to humans, okay? Now, the bird actually represents the Egyptian god Horus, who is the god of creation and rebirth. Hence why it's located on this side of the album cover, right? Reborn, all right? When you see the children coming out, all right? This is a sign of being reborn. Now, let's pan to the dangerous sign, okay? Where we see the earth residing at, right? Now, each side of this, on each side of the dangerous sign, all right, you have a monkey near it. Okay, including the one that's above Michael Jackson's head. But if you connect the dots on each side, okay, it creates a perfect pyramid. All right, now, this fairy where this is located at, this point where this is located at, all right, at the top, is actually that spirit god. Okay, now, for those that don't know, I spoke about this in the past. Fairies are actually spirits, okay?
I was riding in my car down Ventura Boulevard. All I said to myself beforehand, I want to write a song with a great bass hook, you know. And And I just let it go, really. And then several days later, you know, you know, the
Holy. Where did that come from?
From above.
Now, for those that don't know, if you're an outsider looking in, all right, a lot of these people may not tell you these secrets, but they're led by spirit guides, songwriters, producers. A lot of these people are led by spirit guides, which is why this fairy would be located here. You know what I'm saying? Like the same thing as far as with Michael Jackson explaining that, you know, his ideas come from somewhere else. All right. Now I'm going to point to this peacock. All right. Now I broke down the peacock very vaguely and what it represents, but the peacock represents the evil eye. Okay. Which is actually the eye of Horus. So a lot of y'all women out there, y'all go and get the evil eye that thinks that it's protecting you from negativity and things of that nature, but it's been flipped on you. This is actually a representation of the eye of Horus. All right, so when you're wearing these type of jewelries and memorabilias, these things have negative energy around them. All right, and you don't realize why things are happening around you, but it's the simple fact of something that you're wearing. All right, now as you can see here, we're going to talk about the depiction of Napoleon in his throne. All right, but the dog-headed figure is actually representing Anubis. All right, Anubis or Anubis, as some people may call it. All right, now Anubis is an Egyptian god, is actually the god of the underworld and death. All right, now respectfully, if you practice this, right, you know that the Anubis is actually a godhead. All right, or dog head, as most people would call it. All right, now we're going to be talking about this image right here. So when you see this beast here, this is not a representation of an animal of any sort. This is a representation of the beast. All right, and it's ironically all you see on the front cover are horned animals. All right, horned animals, which is a representation of the horned god. All right, it's right next to the elk, and there are lodges out there that pertain to the elk. All right, now what I did point out here, and I found to be very interesting, was the nine that is located on the elephant's forehead. Okay, and then the seven that's on the ringleader's top hat. Now, you guys may know what the nine represents on top of the elephant's head. I wasn't able to understand that, but the seven represents the seven different gods. All right. In Christianity, you may have the set or Catholicism. In Catholicism, you may have the seven archangels. All right. Some people could say that the Anunnaki, there were seven individuals. All right, if you're into West African practices, there are seven African powers. So the number seven is very strong in the music industry. If you practice the Nation and Gods of Earth, they revolve around the number seven. Okay, so the seven is very intricate in the music business. It may mean something else for other individuals, but when we break it down, it has a significant meaning. Now, this next album we're going to be talking about is Bobby Brown's King of Stage. Now, many people don't want to believe this, but Bobby Brown is and always will be a Freemason. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the Freemasonic patterns here. Okay, now this is inside of the album sleeve cover. If you over 30, you know that when you used to buy vinyl records, they would have an inside sleeve cover. All right, but now I want you guys to pay attention to Bobby Brown, all right, standing on the Freemasonic chessboard, also known as the Mosaic Pavement. Now, I'm going to show you guys what this actually represents here. So, the Mosaic Pavement, right, is the black and white checkered floor, all right, has an existence in temples since the time of ancient Egypt. More than simply decorative, the Mosaic Pavement bears a profound esoteric meaning. Today, it is one of Freemasons' most recognizable symbols and is the ritualistic floor of all Masonic lodges. The pavement in the area on which initiations occur is the emblematic of human life, checkered with good and evil. The Mosaic Pavement is an old symbol of the order. It is met with the earliest rituals of the last century. It is classed among the ornaments of the lodge, among with the indented tassel of the blazing star. All right. Its party-colored stones of black and white have been readily and appropriated interpreted as symbols of the evil and good of human life. So when we see Bobby Brown sitting here or standing here on this Freemasonic chessboard, right? Some people call it a chessboard, but it's actually called the mosaic pavement. All right. This is a representation of good and evil. All right. That duality. But pay attention to what I just read of the blazing star. Okay, Bobby Brown is representing that blazing star. Don't believe me? Think of how could this album be called King of Stage, all right, when this was actually his debut album. All right, now, for those that do know, all right, he was the first member out of New Edition, okay, to make it on his own. Nobody else from New Edition made it, all right, besides Bobby Brown. Think about this, okay? He's been the most popularist artists out of New Edition besides Johnny Gill, but then some people may say Johnny Gill came later on, right? And this is a prime example. He was an outcast of the group. Now, the album cover, all right, you see he has his thumb on his chin, all right, which is kind of ironic because Kramer from Seinfeld, who is actually also a Freemason, is doing the same hand gesture, right? So when we see these things, we have to pay very close attention to the signs that they're doing, all right? They're throwing up signs to pledge allegiance to their brothers, all right? Now, Red, as you can see, he's wearing red, all right? But he's laying on a white love seat, positioning his leg to actually display two triangles, which represents as above, so below. A lot of people won't tell you this, but the mosaic pavement represents magic. Dark and night, sun and moon, all right, as above, so below, all right, so this is why we have to pay very close attention to these type of things. Now, the next album we're going to be talking about is going to be Trippie Redd's Trip at Night, all right. Now, Trippie Redd's Trip at Night, we already know he practices in the occult. I know recently he came out and said, I don't devil worship, but you're part of the program, bro, so you in there. Now, the one thing that we want to talk about is going to be the dragon, all right? And we talked about this in the Drake video that represents the serpent, okay? The serpent, all right, holding the eye, all right? Now, the dragon also has Project Monarch or Monarch Butterfly Wings, okay? Which is a sign of MK Ultra. A lot of these new age artists that come out, they have went under some process where their brain has been re-registered. Okay, now it sounds far-fetched, but if you get involved in this stuff, right, and you're part of the problem, better believe that they're going to make you a mascot, all right? But as you can see, the dragon is holding the eyeball inside of the mouth, which actually means to never reveal the secrets, okay? We seen this on Katy Perry's album cover.
But, I mean, did you sign that? Is that how you signed it?
No, I don't sign it, but this is the eye in the mouth.
No, I saw that, but I mean, because you would think if you want to see something, just open your eyes and see.
Well, you know what? You want to hear the story behind it?
No.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to point to is going to be the moon and the sun. Okay, now, if you notice, the moon is up higher than the sun, all right, up and down, right? And that represents as above, so below. Okay, now I told you guys this before. People that practice magic, they use the moon, all right, or the sun for a certain amount of energy or a certain aspect of energy. Okay, now this third one I want to speak about is going to be the fish eating the flower. Now, some people may say, yo, Jay, what does the fish eating the flower represent, right? But the fish eating the flower represents the fish eating the lotus flower. Now, I know I'm going to get a couple of people in here that may disagree with me or may agree with me, right? But the lotus flower is actually used in sacred geometry. Now, sacred geometry is a practice that is used with a lot of Freemasons. I'm not against people that use sacred geometry. If you're a mathematician or whatever the case may be, that's your business. Me personally, I know a lot of people that are involved in the fraternal order all right? They practice a lot of sacred geometry, okay? And this is a way that they get their answers, by using sacred geometry, all right? Sacred geometry is nothing more, nothing less than the Kabbalah. It's the same thing, all right? Now, I want to point to Trippie Redd's head being on a lollipop stick, right? But this actually represents the head on a pike. Okay, now the head on a pike is actually an ancient ritual used in war, all right, where the winning side would put the opponent's head on a spike, all right? So now, who's ever winning, okay, if you see here, if he's on the positive side, all right, with the sun, or if he's on the negative side, right? So he's letting you know that evil, okay, with the moon being higher than the sun, evil is winning. Okay, all of these album covers are designed this way, all right, for a specific reason. And the average listener won't pay attention to this, but there are plenty meanings behind these album covers, okay, that can get people to buy this stuff. Now, the last album I want to talk about is going to be the Rolling Stones. All right, now, this album, Their Satanic Majesty Request, came out in 1967. Yes, I said their album is called Their Satanic Majesty's Request. This is by the Rolling Stones, and this album came out in 1967. All right. Now, the first thing I want to point to is going to be Mick Jagger. All right. Now, Mick Jagger actually has on a wizard's hat, okay, showing which side of magic he practices. All right. Now, like I explained to you guys before, as above, so below. All right. The moon actually represents black magic. All right, and the sun actually represents white magic. A lot of witches and warlocks that practice black magic, they do moon magic, all right? Spells on the full moon and things of that nature, right? But then you have people that do daytime spells. These people are also considered witches, but they don't practice at night, all right? Now, on the remastered version, which is kind of funny, right? He's doing the sign of Osiris with his hands, okay, crossed just like here, all right, and here, okay, so when you see this, what do these three artists have in common? It's the simple fact that they're all practicing the same belief system, okay? I've told you guys this before. Aleister Crowley has went and tapped into the Ages of Aeon, right, the New Age belief system. So when we see a lot of these Egyptian gods coming back to resurrect themselves, okay, this is a form of energy that these people in high places are using for you to adapt to this, all right? Now, I'm going to be talking about something very important here. It's going to be the cornucopia. A lot of us, correlate the cornucopia with Thanksgiving, right? But that's actually false, all right? Now, the cornucopia is a Roman and Greek mythology, all right, for those that didn't know. This is why a lot of people that celebrate Thanksgiving, they don't, you know, the cornucopia has been, you know, it's been erased, but the cornucopia is actually a belief that the people in Saturnalia, okay, they use this during their feasts, all right. Now, they would actually use the cornucopia to give offerings, like food to Mother Nature, right? And in return, they will receive abundance and prosperity. Okay, it's the same thing in any other practice that you're involved in. If you give offerings, food offerings, any type of offerings, you get something in return, right? Now, the cornucopia actually represents the womb of Mother Nature. Okay, now I want to pan over to the top left of this album cover, right? And you see here, they have Saturn. Okay, and like I just said to y'all before, a lot of these people in the music business, they deal with Saturn worship. Okay, there's not going to be one person that's famous that you know, okay, that's not going to tell you, hey, you know what? I don't mess with any of that stuff. They all participate in some type of occultic practice, okay? Now, we're going to pan over to the right side of the album where we see the evil eye, okay, but it's disguised as a flower. Now, this is the same symbol that is used on peacocks, right? But the peacock is significant because it is a fowl, okay? And a lot of people from Saturnalia and all of these olden days, Greek mythologies, they would sacrifice peacocks as well as in Egyptology. They would sacrifice peacocks for benefits. This is why that animal is so special, right? Now, if you look very closely here, you're going to see John Lennon's face, all right, along with another person who I can't make out, all right? But John Lennon actually died in 1980, all right? When you see a lot of these album covers with hidden faces in them, that's why you have to pay very close attention, all right? Like you see here on this album cover, this actually can be used as a ritualistic energy, okay? Now, you say, Jay, what's a ritualistic energy? All right, a person can actually drain another person's energy by way of driving focus towards them, okay? So, I'll break it down for you. I won't really teach you how this works, but I'll break it down. So, the fact that Mick Jagger, okay, he's on the front of this album cover, but he used John Lennon's face in the background, okay, it basically, all right, derives the energy of John Legend to Mick Jagger, okay? Because subliminally, you cannot see John Lennon there, but he's there, all right? So if you're glancing at the album cover and you're looking, you feel in your mind you see John Lennon, but you're actually focusing on Mick Jagger, all right? So he's draining his energy ritualistically. So you have to be very careful. People use this all the time, all right? Now, I can't give y'all guys details on how to do this stuff, but it does happen, all right? It does happen. Now, with that being said, y'all, I hope I broke these album covers down. And now what I want y'all to do is leave a comment below and let me know which album covers y'all want me to break down next. All right. Make sure y'all subscribe, like, and comment on this video so we can get this going. Peace.